This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engine.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio. It's brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you got a little business, a grocery store, a liquor store, and you're having trouble with cashiers, well, Southwest Point of Sale can take care of it. For over 20 years, they've been putting self-checkout in. Walmart, Home Depot, Costco, they've all got it. Give these guys a call at 800-540-2149. Have them come out, take a look at your facility. And if it fits, you will be one happy camper. The bonus is, if you're open, they're open. In fact, 7 day a week, 24-hour day, they will always answer the phone and resolve any issues you may have. They provide meat and produce scales as well. I'm telling you, if you have a cashier and you can't keep them employed, give Southwest Point of Sale a call at 800-540-2149. San Diego Gear and Axle, anything under carriage-wise, 3-year, 36,000-mile. I mean, that's the wrong one. But he does everything, two-wheel, four-wheel, all-wheel. 1488 Pioneer Road, and if you're a drag racer, that's even better. Go to sdgearaxle.com. And Dragonfly Auto Repair, Napa Auto Care Center to be exact, and there's where you get your 336. Located at 4055 Pacific Coast Highway, phenomenal bunch of guys. I tell you, they do such a great job. Dragonflyauto.com, dragonflyauto.com. When you go over and check them out, tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ. All right, young lady, what have you... I know you're all grinning from ear to ear because the racing season started last night.
Yes,
you didn't get a chance to break the old 37 in.
No, the motor wasn't sounding just right.
Oh, really? Oh, so you got a little noise?
Yeah, when we were running it through the heat cycles, there was a little sound that was off. And so we're going to have the motor doctor look at her again this week.
Okay, yeah, better to be safe than sorry. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's probably something simple.
Hopefully, instead of
And by the way,
it,
congratulations. You did an awesome job being the trophy girl last night.
I tried.
What do you mean you tried?
I tried. They wouldn't let me on the track. Apparently. Why not? It's against the rules, but Dirt Dude tried.
What?
I was told no. So I tried.
Did you just throw the trophy over the fence
No. It was a really good race, though. Holy cow, it was a good race.
Yeah?
Yeah, but is our guest online?
Do we have our guests on the line?
We do have a guest on the line.
Oh, awesome. Well, let's get started because of time.
Introduce
Absolutely.
Them.
So this young man, I believe, is one of four who races in his family. We've run into each other, luckily only figuratively, a few times over the years. And he had a great 2023 season and has already won. He won recently at Imperial Valley Raceway. Please welcome Nick Velasquez.
Hey, Nick, how's you doing, buddy?
Hi. Good. So you experienced Imperial Valley Raceway, and I was curious of your experience. I have not raced there. We like promoting tracks that are fairly local. So what was your impression?
I mean, it was my first time there, so, you know, it's always fun going to new tracks. Mm-hmm. And when I first showed up, they welcomed us, and, you know, all the guys there are just really friendly, and the track was great. Especially the fair was there too, so mm-hmm. we got some food and it was a good race.
Could you eat before you won the race, or do you eat after?
No, I usually don't eat. Yeah. I probably eat breakfast, and then that's all I eat throughout the whole day. I probably have like a water, Gatorade. Yeah. And that's about it throughout the whole day. Maybe after, I'll have something to eat, but that's about it.
What size is that track? Is it just a quarter mile or bigger?
I think it's a quarter. It's pretty small. It's about the size of
Barona.
It's probably a little bit smaller than Barona. Yeah.
Oh, than Ventura.
Bit. Yeah, it's kind of in between Ventura and Barona.
All right. And was that a 2 day show you were at?
Yeah, it was a 2 day show. Yeah.
So you took home the first win there, didn't you?
Yeah, after 5 months of in the off season, got my first win. So it was, you know, felt good. Got the rust off. So.
Well, good for you. Way to get behind the wheel and start off a great season. And are you running a full national, let's see, the Western States Dwarf Car Association, they have the nationals. Are you committed to that this year?
Yep, that's the plan. I'll be racing those races and maybe some races in Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
Kansas?
And,
whoa, wait, well, yeah. Back up. Kansas?
Yeah, I did that last year. I did that three-race, that little championship they have in the Mideast.
Right on.
So I raced for some guy out there, and I think I got the championship over there. So.
What do you mean you think? I'm sure you did. This is a good kid. I've sat around the fire ring with you a couple of times. A few years ago, I think it was 2019, you were just a kid. You like threw your car in the back of the truck and hightailed it over to a national just for the love of racing. Since that day, I've always been impressed with you. Just your love of racing. Now, you are one of four, right? You have two other brothers who are racing and your dad.
Yep, that's right. It's just me, older brother Tommy, younger brother Ian, and then also my dad.
Have all of you been on the track at the same time?
We have, yeah, for the local races.
Right on.
And especially for this national that's coming up at Kern. It'll be us three brothers, and dad will be in the vets. So that should be a fun one.
Yeah. I don't know how your mom does it. Maybe she preoccupies herself because she's scoring, so she has to just kind of be methodical about it and less emotional. I don't know how she does it, though.
Yeah, she took that spot over this year for mm-hmm. Western State, so she'll be doing all that. So she'll be exciting.
Yeah. Is Ventura your local track?
No, my local track is Kern or Bakersfield.
Oh, all right.
That's kind of where I go, yeah.
I just always associate you with Ventura because that's where we first met.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been racing there since 2005 through 2019, and then we decided to kind of branch out and start traveling, and mm-hmm. ever since then, we've been getting faster and faster with, you know, racing with Darren Brown, Sean Jones, and all those fast guys. I mean, we just kept on getting better.
Darren, by the way, set a track record last night.
Did he really?
Yeah, I saw that.
Another one.
Have you been to Barona?
I have in 2016. It was a long time ago.
Well, you ought to come back down. They've really got that track totally figured out. I mean, they got some great guys, you know, massaging it and working it. They got drainage in. They've really done a great job. So you'll need to take a run down when you have a moment.
I have a Dave question. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, when I was at Imperial, actually, Mark came up and talked to me.
Oh, right on.
The track, and wants me to come down and, you know, give Barona a shot.
Right.
I think that might be one of the plans later this year is at least make it one race down over there.
Please do.
Yeah. You know, when you got an off night and then we're running.
With all this traveling, do you have a shout out to a sponsor or two or seven?
Well, my main sponsor is Haas Automation and Butterbone Racing and AccuService.
All right.
Those are my main sponsors and Barnett Clutches and Cables.
There you go.
Any more? It seems like they keep coming and popping into your mind.
Well, we got plenty more. We got DRI, Swiss Spring, Simpson Race Suits. We get a good decent discount with them since we go through the NASCAR deal. We're pretty decent with them, pretty close. So we get a nice good deal on just safety, safety products and all that stuff. So it's pretty nice.
Now you're doing the Kansas. It sounds like one big goal of yours. What do you have your sights set on? Are you going to win the national championship? What are you looking at this year?
Yeah, I mean, last year I was pretty dang close.
Yeah, you were.
I got second in points for the pros, and I was doing, pretty good. I was up behind the Wagner car, number 11. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this year looks a little bit better. Hopefully I get that, bring home the championship for Western States.
Seat time. That's the key,
Yeah, that's all it is, yeah.
Yeah.
More seat time, the more better you can do.
So, what's your long-term goal? What would you like to end up?
Well, I'd like to end up in a USAC midget or a USAC sprint car.
Hang on, brother. It's coming.
We're going to talk to someone third segment who just won, right?
Yeah.
His first win.
Absolutely.
In the sprint car.
So now is he staying on the line?
I think we're going to hear from Mom. I think she's calling in for the final segment.
Okay. But if you want to go to the App Store or if you want to go online at 3:30. We've got a kid that just won his first USAC 410 sprint car race at Paris Auto Speedway, so that should be a pretty good interview.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I would have to get a listen to that.
Before you hang up, Brendan will tell you exactly how you can get dialed in so you can take a listen to it. And, hey, stay in touch. Keep up the good work. And periodically, you know, keep us abreast on how your schedule's going. You're probably not going to believe this, but we have about a 98% win rate. When people call in on our show, they usually win the next race. So you're more than welcome to call us as much
as
you like.
What is this next race?
What's your next race? Where are you racing next?
The next race is at Kern, just a local race, but the race after that's going to be the national, the Western States National at Kern.
I think he's going to have to win both.
Yeah, and we got to hear from you after that one. All right, buddy, take care. We'll talk to you down the road. Too.
Best of luck, Nick.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonMotors.com for all your new and used Ford products. Service department works on everything in your garage, believe it or not. But the main reason I'm yelling at you is if you're looking for a Ford, there's the place to go. Very few family dealerships are left, and Paul Dyke and his gang, they'll definitely treat you like
he
family.
Was out on the track last night.
And I bet he's got a trophy in his, right? Has he got a trophy?
We'll let Dirt Dude tell
us. Dirt Dude, are you on the line?
I am here. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. Awesome. I see that your voice is not totally gone. Very
good.
Nice.
No, actually, for a break-in for the opener of the season, I'm doing well, surviving, and you know, I got a chance to go before this. 2 weeks ago, I was out and Imperial Valley Raceway, and I called the weekend there with Dwarf Cars, and I got to see Tristan's first win at the same track. His dad got his first main event win.
That was awesome.
So, I mean, it was cool to be there for that. So, and you know, last night was an opening night, and I will take anything we can get for an opening night. Not favorable conditions, but it did work out to be a great night.
They started on time. What track starts on time for their opener? I was shocked. I heard engines at like 6:02.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And it was amazing that we even started, because you know everyone was
Dirt Dude.
Turn
the radio off in the background. You're driving Brendan crazy.
Brendan's expression.
Because he's going to come get you. I don't know.
Sorry,
that's just what Brendan said.
You don't like the reverb?
No.
It sounds like you at the stadium of Verona. So. Here. We.
Anyway.
All right. Carry on.
Yeah, carry on.
Okay. Lost my train of thought. Where were we going with this?
I think we were talking about Verona Speedway.
I was doing the practice thing. And then we canceled it because it was going to get rained out. Well, it got rained out. We got 3/4 to an inch of rain or something like that.
Yeah, crazy.
Thursday and Friday
were
crazy.
That track crew we have is phenomenal. Everyone, I mean, the flagman, Robert Chavez, came up there, and he was jumped in a piece of equipment. He goes, I've been working on this track, and I was setting my gear up when he's setting his gear up. He goes, I haven't had a chance to even set anything up because we've been working this track. Ken cut the whole corner out, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 on the bottom, moved it to the top, and then tried to fill it back in because it was just standing water and mud. So trying to blend it in. So then you already had two mixtures right there. You had the dry dirt on the top and the wet on the bottom, and they don't blend well together. Mm. And you get like what they call delamination. It kind of spalds up. And you notice that in kind of 3 and 4, like coming into 3. So they came back out with a blade or a little skip loader at the end of practice, heat races, and then bladed it back in. But the track actually came together for the night. I mean, if you saw that track in the morning or before we started, for what we had at the end of the night, was just amazing how it all came together. So I just, yeah. And then I got to talk to your guru for a little while, Bobby Brown. I'm like, what is this I hear that, you know, because, you know, B&B chassis, everything, and like they're doing great. And then like, so you got this kid, Caden Johnson, in one of your cars. He's like, yeah, Caden's in one of our micro sprints that we had put together. I guess Darren Brent had put together 600s with Darren Brown.
A ton. He's got, Darren Brent has a ton that he has out. He's driving four of them out on Tuesday to go to Texas that he's going to wrench on.
And they're going to take Caden with him. Caden, the little young kid from Growing Up Garage, is now jumping into a micro sprint.
Wow.
And then I saw Kelly Weichel, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? She did great last night.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. She came out of turn four. Excuse me. I just got excited about Kelly. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm like, what is this rumor that you picked up a lightning sprint?
Yep.
She got this big old grin on her face. Yep. I'm going to be out here with lightning sprint.
What?
I got a picture sent to me last night.
And is that girl tall or what all of a sudden?
I'm still taller.
She's growing up.
But not, and she's still talking to me. I'm so excited she came up for a hug. I'm like, she's a teenager and she's still talking to me. But she came out of turn four, three wide, did not back down at all. She was not afraid to run the high side. I'm so proud of her.
Wow.
Yeah, she did really well. I think she got third in the main, too. But you have lots of results in only 6.5 minutes.
So rock on.
I know. I'm just going to blow through this real quick. We had 33 junior drivers, 70 big drivers, 70 big cars. We had 645 fans, which the prediction of rain, and it actually sprinkled right after National Anthem. Yeah. I'm like, that is amazing we had that much. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of Bumblebee drivers that are just learning how to race, Ryder Edwards and Adele Stickelman. Junior Sprints, Charlie Carty got a main event win. That was
Charlie.
A cool interview. That kid's good.
Holy cow. Once he got in front, he just took off. He was like Darren Brown. Like both
gone.
Of them got in the front and gone,
he's
gone,
He's another
gone.
One. He's doing part-time K1 speed karting.
Yeah, so,
his asphalt car, too. Or his asphalt car.
And a legend.
Yeah.
Good
Lord. Sportsman Mini Dwarfs, Chase Rogers got a main event win. Masters Mini Dwarf, Sheldon Scott got a main event win. And that was a great battle between Grace Escalante and Cody Isabella. Lap traffic got that one at the very end. Grace Escalante and Cody Isabella got together trying to get around lap traffic. Sheldon flew around the outside. And then once he got out in front, that was that they couldn't catch him with lap traffic. Mm-hmm. Great racing from our junior drivers. And moving pages here. IMCA Sport Mods, Dave Capella got a main event win.
Not surprised.
Dwarf cars, Darren Brown got a main event win. They were saying the top four cars, B&B.
Yeah.
Darren Brown, Robert Peters, Pete Scully, and Tristan Peters, all B&B cars.
Pete was on fire. Scully was on fire for him, yeah.
Someone must have gave him a good cup of coffee because that dude got up on the wheel and drove that night.
He did great. He was so tired afterwards. I talked to him.
Oh, was he?
He was like, I just kept waiting for the checkered flag. It wasn't coming. He was tired. But
and then on to our premier group. We now have Ball Auto Group as a premier sponsor for IMC Modifieds. Matt Hicks got a main event win. And his car looks good now with that new paint on it. I'm like, man, that thing stands out. We had a great pure stock main event. Christopher Evans had to hold off the 83 of Edward Finger and the 25 of Robbie Norris was right there. And they were going through lap traffic.
Yeah,
that was a good one. And then on to the last one of the night, which was another one. Thank you guys for being trophy sponsors. IMCA Sport Compacts, Billy
Wow.
And Santiago Lopez
whole
thing to lap traffic.
Santi, little like
Christini, 50. Santiago Lopez and Billy Fouts battling at the end in lap traffic decided that.
It was so good. Santi was out in the lead for so many laps and then lost it in the last lap. What is he, 16?
Yeah.
Like, he's so young.
We're going to finally talk to this kid. And Billy's like, wait a minute.
Nope.
I see my window. I'm going to go for it.
He took it. There was a window. It was open just for a moment, and he took it. Yeah, I mean, he didn't back down. He did the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, I got time to fill. So, Monster Trucks coming up next Sunday. Monster Trucks next Sunday. And then we're racing on the 30th IMCA Mods, Sport Mods, Stock Cars, SoCal Lightning Sprints, Pony Stocks, Pure Stocks, and Junior Drivers. So, We're doing two shows for Monster Trucks. They have Outlaw, Shark Attack, T-Rex, and Sheriff. The Sheriff's coming to town. And then they're having Battle, Robot Battle, Galactron, and Raptor Battle. They're having a battle with that. Some Junior Racers thing. Two shows, one at noon and one at 5. Gates open at 10 for the 12 o'clock show, and they're doing a driver's autograph session after the show. 5 p.m., gates open at 3. They're doing an autograph session after that show. Tickets at eventattendstar.com.
Right.
Event.attendstar.com or at the gate.
Can this information be found on the Barona Speedway Facebook page? I think I saw that.
You probably can. I sent you the cover to Monster Truck Wars. If you go to Monster Truck Wars, you can purchase tickets there or find out more about it. The whole venue is supposed to happen in Lakeside. I, through my friends of Monster Truck World, reached out to them saying, hey, would you like to have an announcer? And then when I heard it wasn't going well, I'm like, hey, would you like a venue? The guy's like, give me the information. I talked to Trish and Todd. They're like, yeah, give them our information. The guy said, I'm going to have to cancel my event. They're not going to let me do it where I'm having it. And Todd's like, let's talk. You know, you can have it here at Barona Speedway. And the guy's like, okay. So he came up, said, okay, we're going to do it here. So they worked out a deal. Monster Trucks are going to be there Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
How crazy.
Do they have their own crew that's going to set up the track and then put it back to the
way they found
the
it?
The only thing they're asking for, they want a couple cars to use as, well, crush cars that they can either drive on or put them in the dirt and use them for jumps and K-rails. And I think it sounds like they're having their own equipment. So I'm not sure. Todd really is just renting the track. That's all he has to do is rent them the track, and they're going to do everything. They're bringing their own sound system. They're bringing their own vendors. They're bringing their own merchandise, their own trucks. So I think we're all going to go up there and help out if there's anything that needs to be needed to be helped out and try and, you know,
just be
awesome monster trucks.
God, that's I'm exciting. So, and you had to do it on a Sunday.
Right. Yo, I can catch the noon show.
Yes, you could.
It you starts could be in studio at noon,
and then talk about it after that.
Well, yeah,
I'm not talking to her.
I'm
not talking to her. If I don't get to go,
we have Norm Bigelow coming in for calls.
If I don't get to go, I'm already crying.
Well, okay.
Well, I haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything yet about the firefighter demolition derby? I haven't heard anything. Are they going to do it this year?
Oh yeah, that's usually in what, May or June?
June.
Yeah, but usually they reach out to you already.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. Right? Oh, but I have
We're doing monster trucks, and they've extended the fair. So the 4th, 5th, and 6th, and 7th. So they're going past the 4th.
Interesting.
They're going to go to Sunday the 7th. So they're starting later, finishing later.
All right. Well, let's wait and see. And if I'll reach out to them Monday, and then I'll let you know.
All right. Well, that's all good.
All right,
monster trucks on Sunday. Monster trucks on Sunday.
You're so bad. All right, buddy. Go to BaronaSpeedway.com. BaronaSpeedway.com. Thanks, buddy.
See you guys.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Scott Delosio's got a phenomenal guest lined up. You are going to love it. First time
winner
at Paris Auto Speedway. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you've not been to Paris Auto Speedway, you have totally missed out. Paris Auto Speedway is a half-mile dirt / clay. And let me tell you what, folks, it is entertainment to the nines. If you've not been, you have to go. And we have
a winner.
Very happy driver.
Still smiling, I'm
first sure. First time win in a USAC CRA 410 sprint car.
Woo, the big one.
It's probably got the grin is still welded on his face. How you doing, David?
Good. How are you?
Have you come down out of the clouds yet, or are you still driving?
You know, it's starting to set in.
Yeah.
That or the fire? I mean, he caught fire, too? Yeah, what is that all about?
Yeah, and then you came back and won?
I know.
Yeah, everything, I was sitting there under that red and everything started to turn orange. And
what?
I looked down and one of the carbon panels had caught on fire. So
what caused that? I mean, was it?
Just a little blow by. Okay.
So it got on that hot. Okay. And then it just ignited.
Yeah.
It just ignited.
Yeah. What? Well, you know, because you know, everybody swears that, you know, fire is the driver's worst enemy. Did you jump out of the car or are you, did you radio in that, gentlemen, we have a little fire going on?
No one saw it, so I jumped out and kind of put it out with my hand. And then someone finally came over.
Came over because you jumped out of your car. What are you doing jumping out of your car?
Yeah. So
how early into the race is this? Because you had to recover, because then you went and won it.
The first red, I think it was lap 10.
Oh, okay.
Right around there. It was pretty early.
Yeah, but did you have any trouble regrouping? Your age, that stuff doesn't bother you. You know, it's just, it didn't hurt anything. The car still ran, and you just kind of dismissed it and went for it, right?
Yeah, no, I made some adjustments during that red, so we were able to, you know, keep going. The fire didn't cause too much damage. It's close to getting the seatbelt, but it didn't.
That
was good.
So you went from California Lightning Sprints straight into this 410, or was there any sort of transition?
Yeah, so I ran the Lightning Sprints for 2 years, and then we got into a 360 this past year, and ran that as well as some midget races, and then got into the 410 two times towards the end of the last year, and then you know, the two Paris races this year have been it.
Already won.
Wow.
Yeah, it's felt, you know, like the long three races, but you know, it's happened pretty quick.
Yeah, we had a racer at Barona, our track, last night, and he was so tired, he just couldn't wait for the checkered flag. He just kept, where is it? Where is it?
Yeah, it's it gets, you want to see that white flag when you're leading.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
It comes too quick usually.
Jeez.
Oh, that's funny.
So how long have you been driving?
Oh, I started racing off-road when I was 8, ran that for 9 years, and then the series shut down, so we got into the Lightning Sprints. One of our longtime sponsors, Kittle Motorsports, we partnered in a Lightning Sprint, and so got into that, and then this is my 11th year running.
Wow, that's, well, you don't sound old enough. You have a rather young voice.
Is he 18? Wait, what did I say?
How old are you?
Yeah. I'm 18.
Oh,
he's only 18.
And he does sound 18. Yeah. You just got a lot of seat time under your belt.
Yeah, it's a lot of growth in a short amount of time. Are we going to continue, or are we...
Is this a goal?
...liking where we are now in the 410?
No, we're gonna try to continue and, you know, hopes of, you know, getting out with and running with the national guys full-time, you know, hopefully one day, and just see where it takes me.
Maybe a chili bowl on the list?
Yeah, we ran Chili Bowl this past year.
Oh, did you?
We got on the schedule for this year.
You've already done the Chili Bowl?
Yeah.
So how'd that turn out?
It was good. I struggled on my prelim night, which put us in a E-main on Saturday, and then was able to transfer out of the E into the D, and that's where it ended, but it was a good learning experience.
Well, and you know, that's exactly how you need to look at it. You can't look at it any other way than, you know, win, lose, or draw. You know, like I just talked to the last guest, seat time, seat time, seat time, seat time, seat time, and the more you drive, the more you learn, the better you are. And you got to admit, you know, winning, there's a little bit of luck involved as well. You know what I mean?
So there's a lot of luck. You know, we had a little on our side this past, or, you know, last night, and but yeah. You gotta have speed, but luck is a huge part of it.
Right.
Are fans gonna see you out at Paris again?
Oh, yeah. We should be down there close to every race this year with CRA. So
who are we looking for? Number and color, please.
Yeah, what's your number?
73X. It's an all-black car with King Racing products on the side.
Oh, very good.
Ford Motorsports.
Sounds dangerous. Yeah.
Who else you got for sponsorship?
Got a couple. King Racing products, Sure Can LLC, Inland Rigging, Specialty Fasteners, MP Environmental Services, Woodland Auto Display, Extreme Muffler, MWA. Yeah.
Is there anybody Inland Rigging doesn't sponsor? I mean, I think he sponsors the whole series.
Yeah, they're just great people that enjoy racing and helping people out.
So I have to tell you, this is cute. So, Brittany, I just didn't pay any attention, okay? She's the best co-host I've ever had. So we're talking about Inland Rigging, you know? And I looked at Brittany and I said, God, you know, one of these days we've got to bring this guy in. She said, David, what? He's sitting right there.
True story.
I didn't even know it was him in the house. So, yeah.
He didn't come in bragging about it. Oh, I support him.
No, he never brags about nothing. It is the coolest. And so I can see why, you know, he does such a great job supporting the, you know, and I think that's what kind of inspired us. We now sponsor two divisions out of Barona, you know, not at the financial value level that he's at. I mean, but. You know, it instills people that have the financial capabilities of helping to help, you know, so and I owe it all to him. If it hadn't been for him, I probably wouldn't be throwing money at the local levels. We're doing the kids division
and
Sport Compact. Because, you know, even those folks, you know, they're probably never going to go to NASCAR fame, you never know. But you got to at least give them the financial wherewithal, something to run for. And I know you guys don't necessarily run strictly for the win. You run because of the experience and the love of racing. The money's just kind of a bonus.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you started off-road. So anybody in the family have a racing career?
Well, my uncle built race cars for a living, and my dad and him have raced since they were kids as well. They ran off-road, Baja 1000, all the desert stuff. And
in four wheels, is it safe to say?
Yes, four wheels. Okay. So when I was old enough, we got a car, and I started racing.
And what was old enough, like nine? What was that?
I think you said eight.
Yeah, eight. I think I was... Just before I turned eight, I think my first few races, I was seven.
So you didn't take the desert route for what reason?
It's hard to build a career going that route.
It sure is.
And, you know, and I took interest in the sprint car stuff once I got into it and really enjoy it. You know, we still have a bunch of off-road cars here at the house we're building, and probably hopefully going to race, you know, a few races here and there in the future. But, just really enjoy the circle track racing.
Well, and the camaraderie as well. Because, you know, desert's great. I have nothing against desert racers. But it's kind of a lonely sport. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where if you go to Barona or you go to any of the local tracks, you know, you've almost got a family involved. You're like, if you need a part or if you need some help. When you're off road and you're out in the desert, there's not a lot of places that could happen.
Yep, correct.
And nachos are always just 2 minutes away.
Yeah, nachos. I'm surprised you didn't say bacon.
Oh, that too.
Well, that too.
I can carry that on me.
Yeah, I don't know if Scott told you, but Brittany is a school teacher during the day, and she races a dwarf car. At the track at Barona Speedway.
Not quite a sprint car.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. Nice.
The dwarf cars are cool. They run the 1000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's where we ran the lightning
stuff.
Sprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she, I helped her get power steering because she's about the size of a bird.
I do have skinny
little arms.
Power steering definitely helps.
With no muscles. So now she's got power steering, and so she's doing good. Yeah. Doing good. Well, hey, this has been a blast. This has been a blast talking to you. How do people follow you around on that wonderful social media trail you're on?
Yeah. Facebook is just my name, David Gasper. If you go into Instagram, David Gasper Racing.
Boy, that's simple easy. Well, hey, tell Scott you'd like to check in periodically. Let
us know. Raptors next win. Yeah. How about that?
Well,
it's going to be soon.
And we told, you're not going to believe this, but if it happens, you'll understand it. We've got about a 98% win rate that if you call in your next race, you usually win. Don't ask me why, but we have a pretty good percentage. So let's hope it trickles off to you.
Oh, yeah, it was very easy to find him on social media.
Oh, did you already find him?
Very easy. Well, that's a good looking car. That's a mean looking car.
That's a Dale Earnhardt. That's a Dale Earnhardt car.
Mm. Oh, this picture. Oh.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, you like the half mile track?
I do. Yeah. It's probably one of the favorites. Paris probably one of my favorite tracks right now.
Banked, hooked up, half mile.
And by the way, folks, and he'll tell you he hasn't stopped smiling since he called in. So
neither have I. I'm happy for him.
All right, David, you have a wonderful time, and say hi to the family. And maybe one of these Saturdays we'll get up to Paris Auto Speedway and we'll pull over to the pits and say hi.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got another guest on the line calling in.
Tammy.
And that's Tammy?
No, I'm showing you a picture of David on three wheels.
He's only on three wheels. Well, he's saving money. Doesn't have to burn up that left front.
It's like Swanson.
Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Not only can they do a tune-up, oil change, service, brakes, chanties, you name it, but if it's performance-oriented, Greg can slam it on the dyno and show you exactly what you need. He's kind of become the Mopar king out there in automotive world, even though he's a Ford guy, but he's figured out a way to twist serious horsepower out of the 5.7s. So if you happen to have one and you'd like to be king of the road, that's 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee, Certified Car Clinic. And this is a really important commercial, weather machine. If you have heat and air, which are two very expensive components, when they fail, you need to get on a service program. Once a year, Weather Machine comes out. They go completely through your system. You get a new filter, and they inspect from top to bottom. And it's better to be proactive than reactive. 9303 Bond Avenue, just call them. 619-443-8974. Thank them for sponsoring Racer Radio. Then that's weathermachines.net. All right.
Next
now
guest,
we got the boss.
Our final the boss. Yes.
We got the boss.
Yes, she is, because her husband and all three sons race. I don't know how she does it, and I do wonder if they check her blood pressure regularly. So she's now moved up also. She's a head scorer and official for the Western States Dwarf Car Association, and she knows a lot about the SoCal Dwarf Cars.
Uh-huh.
Please welcome Tammy Velasquez.
Hi, Tammy. How are you today?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Okay, so you don't have enough on your plate?
I know, right?
Is that the deal?
I'm a crazy person. I always look for more stuff to do. I'm not one of those that sits in the stands.
No, not
at all.
I
just can't do it.
I have to add one more title. She's a grandma, too.
Aww. Oh, thank you. Well, it's
a very, very, very important title, by the way.
Yes,
I bet. What, a little boy, a little girl?
A little girl, and that's Tommy T3's new baby, born in September.
Oh, my gosh. Have you found time to cuddle and do all of that?
Oh, yes. She's definitely been cared with love, and she's got all of her checkered gear. She's ready for this first national next month.
Of course.
And go ahead. Have you taken her to the track? Duh.
This will be her first outing to the track, but we are getting her prepped for this, yes.
And this one's you're referring to is at Kern, correct?
Yes, Kern National. That's April 11th where we have practice. We do kind of something fun. Usually most nationals have 2 hours of practice, and that's kind of it. But we kind of resurrected this whole thing where they used to do something called Big Dog. So everybody in each division can put $20 in a bag, and they go out for a green-white checker for their qualifying laps. Whoever gets the top time in their division, they get the bag of money and a trophy. But we've also topped that off now with Top Dog, which my husband actually won last year, and he beat everybody in all the divisions.
Oh. And what was he running, the vet?
The vet.
Yeah, running the vet division. Thomas, yeah, he's been racing since 1999. We've been doing this 25 years.
Wow. You know, it's so great to hear families, you know, that support local tracks and, you know, and support the kids because, you know, we've been doing this show, I don't know how many years now, and it's almost to the point where we're actually going towards the kids as far as interviews, and we're sponsoring the dirt track up here at Barona for the kids divisions. So, because the kids are the ones that could use all of the direction and all the help they can get their career off the ground.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Actually, Tommy and Nick started when they were 5 years old.
Right.
And they've been doing this ever since. So they're a great testament to how far this can go.
And then now you have Ian coming along. How old is he?
Ian is a senior this year. He just turned 18 last week. And it was funny. We tried to get him in a mini dwarf years ago. Got everything restickered, new outfit, everything. He went out there one day and he said it was too bumpy and wanted nothing to do with it all these years. Two years ago at our first regional at Kern when we just signed up with Western States, and he wanted to hop in Dad's car for hot laps, which was a surprise to everybody. And last year was his first full year in the sportsman division, and he won his first national last year in August at Cottage Grove.
Yes. Oh, Cottage Grove.
Amazing.
Oh,
that's because it's not as bumpy.
Yeah. And then this year he decided to move up because there's a lot of people that are still learning. He felt he was doing good enough to jump into the pro division.
Wow.
And like Nick was saying earlier, the three of them, so T3, Nick, and him will be racing together for the first time at Kern.
I
can see the grin.
That's crazy.
I can hear the grin on your face.
You are my witness.
Yeah, she's got goosebumps.
Speaking of Kern, because I've already had a listener ask, can you describe it? What does it look like? What's the track like?
How
the
big
accommodations?
Is it?
Yeah.
So I think what they're saying, like, you know, for me, I see it as being a well-maintained facility. I think it's like a third mile, but it's kind of interesting. So there's some banking. One side is a little bit higher than the other. We're right on the freeway, so all the truckers honk at us when we have our nationals. It's great. But they take really good care of us there, a really well-maintained and I don't know, everybody finds that to be their favorite national of the year. We've heard a lot of good comments.
Right on.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Well, you know, our side of it is we like to interview the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10-year-old drivers because you never know if they ever do make it to the top. They got to be able to be interviewed. They got to be able to, you know, talk about their sponsors and we've talked to drivers nationwide and nationals and all that. But talking to the kids, man, I tell you, and once they get to know us, oh, my God, then they take over the show.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's so cute, their reactions and the things that they say, because there's no, they don't have anything to base it off of.
Nope.
You know, it's just their true, raw emotion. And it's that's how we started out. You know,
yeah.
I was interviewing the little kids at Ventura Raceway and started volunteering there, and it's just, now I love running all this stuff. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ventura, that's where I met Tammy, and she was so welcoming. We just came in last second. We're like, we want to race tonight.
Yeah.
That's when Santa Maria was canceled, and she was so welcoming. We had a great first impression.
Well, that's great.
Thank you.
Now, are you also a part of the SoCal Dwarf Car Club? And if so, who does that entail?
Yeah, so what happened is Western States is like our umbrella. They run all of the seven states, basically. And then there's clubs underneath of that. And we all answer to Western States and their rules, but we have our own territories, if you will. So SoCal is a club that I created because we used to have an old club that kind of went away, CDCRA. But SoCal is now basically Santa Maria guys all the way down to Orange County. Mm. Now, Barona just came on board, so Robert Peters is the president of Barona. He became a Western States club also, which is so cool. But we have a wide range of guys from all over, and so we have tracks that we run, a local schedule. It's not really local, but so we have a Kern, Bakersfield, which is in Oildale. We run one or two races at Hanford, and then now Santa Maria is going to be reopening in a couple months, so we'll have a couple races there. So we have a local point series along with the national once-a-month races that we do, too.
That's a lot.
That's good. That's good because, you know, and for you to, you know, tell us in another track first closed and then opened again, that is so rare. That is so rare, and we're so glad to hear it.
Yeah, that is great news. My crew's listening. I'm sure they're going to hit me up on some more information about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so what's great about that is Bakersfield usually closes when it's hot, so May, June, July, August. So we don't have any local races during that time, but Santa Maria now has given us dates for those periods of time. We have five races there.
Oh, wow.
And so now we'll be able to race continuously throughout the season.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Well, I got to tell you, if the season's just getting started, you'll have to stay in touch with Brittany. I mean, we're always open to interviews, you know, talk to the kids and drivers and even sponsors. Let's say you got a sponsor that wants to be part of your group. You know, you want to give them some airtime? Hey, you know, we're here for you. I mean, we're the only motorsports show that I know of in Southern California, and we get something like 3,000 downloads a show, if you can believe that. So if we can help you in any way to motivate people to put more money in the program, you know, we're here for you.
Yeah, is there an opportunity to sponsor a national or a regional?
Always opportunity, definitely, because We have people that sponsor maybe a lap or a finishing position. The sportsman division doesn't get a payout.
That's right.
So sportsmen, we love to do little things for them because it's the learning division. So there's always opportunities to do all different sorts of things, including trophies and
hard charger.
All sorts of deals.
That was always my favorite, hard charger, especially if you had a bad set of heat races and you're working your way up.
Yeah.
So would they contact you? And if so, how?
Yes, they can contact me directly. That would be for my upcoming race, or if there's any other events that they want to do, I'm sure I can get them in touch with the right person.
So Tammy Velasquez, via?
Yes.
Facebook?
Tammy Velasquez. Yeah, on Facebook's probably the best way, I guess.
We communicate.
And to answer your, I was going to answer your question, Brittany, too. Yes, I have many minor heart attacks.
Usually
every evening that we're racing, yes, I do, because I'm watching all these different things go on, right, with the different divisions, or even a local race when they're all together. It's a lot.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I can't. But, hey, you're still smiling. We can see it. All right.
Yes, I am.
Great chatting with you. We look forward to talking to you down the road, and have fun this season.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for everything.
What it's all about. Racing.
All right, it's our pleasure. All right, folks, that's Racer Radio. Hopefully you had as much fun as we did. Go to all the websites and all the tracks. Support your local tracks. Support your advertisers. And if you have a business, throw some money at them.
Thanks for supporting the Little 37, Dave. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Let's get that nasty little noise out of there. All right, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.